Ecom.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're going to start out in the opening segment and talk a little bit about silver. I've got my friend Brian London on the line with me right now. Very, very interesting guy. He's been involved in the business for an awful long time now. He has, in my opinion, one of the best investment conferences out there, and that is the one that takes place in New Orleans, the New Orleans Investment Conference. It really is the granddaddy of them all, and he's got just fantastic speakers down there. But we're not going to talk so much about the conference right now. We're going to talk about my feelings and Brian's feelings about silver. He is looking for a huge, huge breakout in silver. So, Irish Tony over in the UK, your day might be right around the corner. How you doing, Brian? Thanks for joining me.
Doing great, Al. Great to join you as well.
So, silver's going to break out in your opinion. You put out a missive yesterday called On the Launching Pad. You were saying there that the Federal Reserve Bank president made an amazing public case for open-ended quantitative easing, just as gold and silver are poised to break out like a coiled spring. Why do you say that?
Well, you know, I was absolutely astounded to see Eric Rosengren, who's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, come out in the Wall Street Journal interview pushing for open-ended quantitative easing.
Yep.
In other words, just pumping out the money until things turned around with wild abandon and in disregard to the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see Federal Reserve officials and bank presidents coming out and saying these sorts of things. I mean, they're always speaking everywhere, every day. There's somebody out there speaking at some banker's conference or whatever, but it's usually on some kind of an arcane banking topic or is really just doublespeak in regard to monetary policy. Well, here was this guy coming out and just absolutely lobbying for open-ended quantitative easing, and he did it in the Wall Street Journal. But then I noticed that he had also done an interview with the New York Times and the Boston Globe and Reuters and Bloomberg. And as I'm seeing this, I hear him over my shoulder on CNBC on the television doing an interview with them. And it was just so out of the blue. And there are commentators wondering, well, did the Federal Reserve send him out there to make this statement or kind of foul the ground for what's about to come or not? Or is he really off the reservation? But regardless, it shows that these are not taboo subjects and that you have a real wing within the Federal Reserve that is talking about levels of quantitative easing that nobody's even considering right now.
Yeah.
And I think that the economic, the trend line, the trajectory of the economy right now is really arguing for an announcement of another round of QE at some point before the elections, if not within the next few weeks. And, of course, this is all going to be very bullish for the metals.
Yeah, it's going to be very bullish for the metals. There's no question about it. I think there are a lot of other factors, though, that are equally as bullish for the metals, you know, not the least of which is the situation in the Middle East, you know, the collapsing economy in the United States, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think quantitative easing, another round of it, I mean, one can argue that it's been going on for quite some time now already, but I don't think an announcement of quantitative easing will have any beneficial long-term effect whatsoever. Do you?
Oh, absolutely not. No, and this is not a matter of us arguing that we should have quantitative easing to rescue the economy. We have to take our medicine at some point along in time.
Mm-hmm.
And every round of quantitative easing is having a progressively lesser effect.
Sure.
On the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, a drug addict developing a tolerance. But with that said, we have to recognize that this is what these guys do.
Yep.
Ben Bernanke is helicopter Ben for a reason. This is what the only thing they know how to do, and they are raised, central bankers are raised with an absolute abhorrence for deflation, and they will, at the end, do whatever they can to avoid any kind of deflationary spiral.
Yep.
So they'll just keep pumping out the money. But this is what's going to happen. We have to recognize that fact, and we have to position ourselves accordingly.
Now, when you talk about silver, I'm a real believer, and listeners are aware of this, I'm a real believer in buying silver rounds, okay? And the reason I say that is because you don't pay the premium on silver rounds that you do, for example, on other types of coinage, yeah, for lack of better terms. What do you recommend that people do, Brian?
Well, I'm not going to argue against silver bullion in any form,
right,
but I really am a big proponent of bag silver, so-called junk silver, because it represents really old, original, circulated U.S. silver coins.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not collectible coins in any respect. They are heavily circulated. That's why they're referred to as junk silver, because numismatists always want the shiniest, uncirculated, highest quality,
sure,
coins. And so they've kind of gained this moniker as junk silver.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the cheapest way to buy precious metals, very low premiums. And because they've already been minted, the U.S. government has already created them, you don't have to pay for that cost of actually manufacturing the coin. And,
yep,
and you can get them in any denomination, from dimes up to dollars.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And therefore, if there's ever a need, and I'm not a person who really believes that this is a high likelihood in any respect, but if there's ever a need to use these coins as currency, you've already got them in really convenient denominations.
Well, you know, I think you've convinced me that perhaps is a more effective way to go than silver rounds. I agree with you that, you know, silver in any form is a great place to be, you know, and Kathy and I have silver personally in our possession, but junk silver is, you know, Roger Wiegand has been extolling the virtues of junk silver, as you call it, to me for years and years. Give me some examples of where people should go to get it.
I recommend American Gold Exchange in Austin, Texas. It's run by an old friend of mine,
mm-hmm,
Dana Samuelson.
Mm-hmm.
They used to work with me and Jim Blanchard's organization years ago. But really, you can get them just about anywhere, and he's always on the lookout for Walking Liberty halves, which is one of my favorite coins to buy, and I've bought some recently. But it's a kind of a product. It's out there. It's a commodity. It's low premiums. Any good coin dealer can find it for you and quote prices. And if a little shopping, you can guarantee yourself a decent price for it. And deliverability, that's another thing you have to look at, is how much does it cost to get it to you. And it's usually $50 or $60, I think, for a $1,000 face value in coins.
Hmm. When you talk about junk silver, what typically... Are there any minimum purchases, anything like that? Because I've always bought rounds.
A full bag or a,
yeah,
$1,000 face value, it gets you the cheapest price,
mm-hmm,
but most dealers will give you, would do it in lower quantities, you know, down to $100 face value and lower.
Yeah.
The weight you can calculate the price gets a little bit complicated. People can go to our website and get a copy of our free silver report, our silver bullet strategy report,
mm-hmm,
that outlines how to do the calculations to buy the bag silver. But literally, you can get it at pretty affordable prices or price levels and still keep the premium very low.
We've got a minute left here, Brian, real quick. Who are your headline speakers for the show coming up this fall?
Well, we got Sarah Palin, who obviously is a very controversial candidate, and I think that it'll be very interesting to see her presentation. We've got Dr. Charles Krauthammer again, who's always wildly popular with our audiences. Rick Santelli, who is really the godfather of the Tea Party movement.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Dr. Mark Faber. We've actually got Mark Faber and Peter Schiff and Doug Casey all doing individual presentations, but in an unusual panel that we've entitled How to Find Happiness and Profit During the Decline of Western Civilization. So
yeah,
I think that's going to be a really interesting presentation. We've also got Doug Casey and Charles Krauthammer and James Carville in a debate, philosophical debate. That's our typical conservative libertarian debate. And it's always very popular.
Going to be an interesting show, and we're going to talk with Brian about his show as the date gets closer and closer. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back. Trader Raj and I are going to talk a little bit about a company called Timmons Gold.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, but you all know that. You know, Roger's comments about the importance of the Far East in terms of precious metals, I felt that way for a long, long time. I basically, when I was speaking at the GATA conference back in, 05, 06, whatever, I said that I thought the big driver for gold in the future was going to be the Far East, and boy, that sure has been the case. I mean, gold, compare the price in 05 or 06 when I said that to the price today, and you can see that, you know, it didn't take an idiot to figure it does. I mean, it didn't take a genius to figure out the fact that the Far East was going to play a very important role there. Switching subjects, I'm chatting with my buddy Ray Navis right now. Ray is a real estate expert. He's been on the show before, and I have a question for Ray, and that is, you know, in the Seattle Times, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, they reported that housing prices in Seattle, year to year, July 11 to July 12, were up about 7%. And I don't find that hard to believe, given the fact that my daughter Sarah and her husband just bought a home there that was way, way more money than I ever thought you'd have to pay for a house in this day and age. But, you know, I compare Seattle up to Semiahmoo, where Kathy and I live, and you know, this is a damn nice community. I mean, we live on a golf course, it's a gated community, et cetera, and you can buy almost anything you want for, oh, I don't know, 50 to 70 cents on the dollar. So there's some real discrepancies. Ray, what's going on in real estate right now?
Well, I think that's a very good example of what you're seeing there. Big city markets are reasonably, I wouldn't say strong, but they've been propped up by the low interest rates. And they're doing okay. They're starting to come back a little bit. In certain parts of the country, away from the coasts, they haven't really crashed. Been mostly on the coasts where they've had big drops. And I think the second home market, though, is still suffering dramatically. Mm-hmm. And I think there's just maybe a change in the way people view the second home market. And I think a lot of people are rethinking whether they really want to live full time in some of these places away from the amenities that a city offers. And maybe if they do want to live there, they don't need a 4,000 square foot home that they're only going to use a few months a year.
You know, we have another interesting situation up here. There was a condominium development right on the water that that went bankrupt. I guess it was probably a year or so ago. And some new folks took it over, and and their marketing, I guess I'll use the word plan right now, basically is large billboards that say, you know, buy $1 million condominium on the water for $500,000, which is in fact what they're doing. They basically, you know, they bought this particular project for 50 cents on the dollar, and they're kind of marketing it that way. So I personally feel that if you have a horizon of a minimum of 5 years, minimum, okay, I don't think real estate's a bad place to be. Now, my time frame, we have a couple of properties up here, and one of which I'm selling, but the reason I'm doing that is because my time frame is very, very different given my age. But I think anybody who's in their 30s, 40s, early 50s, who has the means, I personally don't think real estate's a bad place to be, Ray. Do you?
I think you're right. I'm seeing more and more large, famous investors making the same kind of predictions about real estate. I just saw the last week that Warren Buffett is getting interested in real estate. Of course, John Paulson, a long time ago, said you should buy a couple of homes because of the inflation, the value that will be picked up by inflation. And I think eventually that will happen.
Yeah.
I think the danger is when you're speaking about those million-dollar condos for $500,000,
mm-hmm.
and that's the case all across the country with condos right now.
Sure.
The problem is the carrying costs.
Yeah, exactly.
And you might be one of the few people in the building actually paying the maintenance fee.
Right. Right, and that's that's something that many of my listeners have brought up when I talk about, you know, the units that we own up here. Is they said, boy, you know, before you start crowing too loudly, you know, take a look at all of your costs. And, yeah, I mean, condominium living is not cheap. But then again, by the same token, living in a single-family dwelling isn't necessarily cheap either. What's going on in Florida? Now, you and your family recently moved down to Florida to be, I'm assuming it's because, number one, you like Florida, and number two, you probably got a heck of a deal on a home down there. What's happening in Florida?
Well, Florida has definitely been hard hit. I think across the board, homes and condos are selling at 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
I think the closer you are to a dynamic city, the better off you are.
Sure.
But it's not coming back right now. I think there is activity in Florida. We've been looking there. We haven't really done anything yet in terms of purchasing.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm noticing is that lower price stuff, foreclosures, they're moving.
Yeah.
The higher price stuff is sitting, and it's not moving unless it's priced extremely competitively. And let's say it had been completely remodeled and fixed up recently.
Yeah.
Those are selling, and premium lots, things like that are selling, but they're still selling for substantially less.
Well,
and you know, they have a lot of product to move in places like Florida, Palm Desert, Scottsdale, and these golf communities. The demographic problem that they're having is there another generation coming along that wants the same thing that the previous generations have wanted?
You know, that's a really good point, and that's one of the reasons that Kathy and I have decided that we are not, as much as we like the desert, we have decided, you know, we are not going to buy down there because your logic, you know, is something, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past, and your logic makes all the sense in the world to me right now. I don't know, you know, when you look at real estate, you mentioned Buffett and Paulson and the rest of them, but, you know, my wife and her brothers have decided to put a very prime piece of property on Whidbey Island that they inherited from their folks on the market. And, I mean, we're talking zero bank, sandy beach, gorgeous western view right on the water, across Puget Sound. You look at the Olympic Mountains. I mean, some of the most gorgeous sunsets in the world are from that particular home. And they put it on the market about a month ago, and they thought, well, geez, you know, given the aesthetics, et cetera, given the fact that there's no supply, that, well, this place is going to sell overnight. Well, guess what? They haven't had a single offer yet. We got a minute left. What should people do in real estate, Ray?
Well, if you're going to sell right now, and I think that this is not a real bad time to sell, because I think it's going to take a long time for the market to come back to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to sell, you need to put a competitive price on it right away. Most of the realtors that I've talked to say that overpriced homes, if they don't sell within the first 3 weeks, if you don't get a good offer within the first 3 weeks, they're probably going to sit for months.
Right.
So if you're really interested in selling, you need to price it competitively.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's good value out there if you can just wait and wait for just what you want. But I think if you see something that looks like a steal, I think you should go ahead and jump in now.
Good point. Okay, Ray Navis, that's our comment for real estate for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back. We're going to get back into more paper investments and hard assets.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I've got David McElmaney on the line with me right now. David is involved with a company that his dad started back in 1972. It's called McElmaney Financial Group. They are basically a precious metals brokerage and money management firm. They had about a, three or four year head start into the bullion business from their competition. That in itself is a very, very interesting story. Now I want to say one thing. Please don't construe this particular interview as being any kind of advertisement. I'm getting absolutely no compensation for anything that we're talking about here, and I wouldn't have it any other way. The reason I brought this to the forefront is we get a lot of questions on our blog. You're looking for places to maybe services that basically can fulfill your needs. Now, there are a lot of them out there, but I think McElmaney Financial Group is one of the better ones. David, how did you guys get that head start into the bullion business?
Well, you know, the exemption coming back from 1933 was either rare coins or religious relics. And we, frankly, weren't interested in either one. We were interested in selling bullion for high net worth individuals back in the early 1970s. Gold wasn't made legal to own outright until January 1st, 1975. So that three-year period is where we were selling bullion. And we found an outfit in Texas that helped us mint 1 and 2 ounce religious medallions, motifs that had a biblical orientation, and that met the exemption. And we sold millions of dollars of gold at $30, $35, $72 an ounce, if you're talking about the 2 ounce medallions.
Right.
That gave us a head start.
Boy, you have to have some very, very happy clients back in those days. And for those who held on, they basically never had to look back. Even in the doldrums, you know, in the 80s, 90s, those folks were doing really, really well. Today, they're screamingly doing well. So I think that's a very positive thing. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you guys work. Now, you are a precious metals brokerage, and you're also a money management firm. Let's talk about the differences there.
Right. You've got two separate companies, two distinct companies. One is a brokerage business dealing with the buying and selling of precious metals, storing of precious metals, whether it's domestically or in Toronto or in Zurich or in Singapore, so that there's that one area of expertise. The money management, this is really important to recognize. There's a difference between trends and the transitions which lead to new trends.
Right.
And we are in a bull market in precious metals. Sure. That is not changed, and we think that has legs maybe 3, 5, 7 years more.
Mm-hmm.
But recognizing transitions and seeing that there needs to be a greater emphasis on other asset classes is equally vital for every investor. And so that's what we've enabled our client base to do, is basically handle in-house those transitions for them, from bull and bear market on the metals to bull and bear market on the paper side of their portfolios, to be able to help them overemphasize one thematic or the other and basically scale back their risk accordingly.
Yeah. Well, valuable service to say the least. Now, let's talk a little bit about your staff. How does all of that work? You've got, somewhere between 60 and 100 people working for you. How does that, how many analysts, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, our staff is we've got a broad mix of both sales on the brokerage side as well as research, and then, you know, on the wealth management side, of course, trading. Well, an organization that deals with finance needs to be able to generate some of its own research internally, and we certainly can do that. We also have the ability to execute trades in-house. So that is something that we, as a large precious metals group, with a healthy balance sheet, have been able to do for decades now. And on the wealth management side, you know, trading equities, having a great team in place that does that. We manage assets on a discretionary basis. Don't utilize mutual funds, don't utilize third-party managers. So everything really is sort of one-stop shopping, and we have to be self-reliant, if you will, in terms of our thinking and ability to execute for the benefit of clients.
Let's get back to precious metals just for a second, David. Now, there are various ways, as everyone is aware, certainly listeners on this program are aware, there are various ways to invest in the precious metals sector, whether you do bullion, whether you do rare coins, whether you do rounds, whether you do, in the case of silver, junk silver, et cetera, et cetera. Of all of those methods, which one do you favor?
I would say there's really not a silver bullet. It depends on what your priorities are. I mean, for instance, let's say I'm storing metals in Toronto. I want maple leaves. Bullion, 1 ounce maple leaves, that's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm storing metals in Zurich, I prefer kilo bars, because there you can take, you know, or 250-gram, 500-gram bars, but just a generic, standard Hallmark bar, that is preferred in that environment. If I've got metals in my own possession, you know, gold's easier to handle, and I do have an emphasis on the older $20 gold pieces for domestically held physical gold. Now, for silver, I think junk silver is far and away one of the most interesting things to own. You've got some arbitrage opportunities, bag-to-bar trades, that we've done for clients successfully for the last 30 years. And on top of that, it's one of the cheapest ways to own silver, other than 1,000-ounce bars. So, you know, there really is no silver bullet, no one solution. It depends on what your strategy is or what kind of strategy you want to employ. That's the role that we play with clients, is helping draft that kind of a plan and strategy, not only to buy but also to sell, because I think one of the things that's missed in the industry is that it really is like a pair of shoes for most people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You buy them and you're not really expected to return them, whereas we take the opposite view. You own this insurance policy, and as it pays, as your insurance premiums are coming back to you, you've got to reallocate. You've got to go do something else. We have to be a two-way market, and we do that. That's one of the reasons why we do have something, I don't say against, but we don't really favor the super rare coins, because you're dealing with a very illiquid market.
Yeah.
Two-way is by definition not there. But there is a space sort of in the semi-collectible world where it is more commoditized, and there is a decent liquidity quotient where I think it's still acceptable, where you're in the rare category but not the super. So, again, to say that there's one solution or one program, we have to get to know a client and try to figure out, what are you after? And with our expertise, I think we can draft something for you that's acceptable.
I want to get back to junk silver just for a second. I was talking with one of your colleagues, Brian London, last week on the show, and he, like you, really favors junk silver. A lot of our listeners are saying that they really don't like that route for various reasons. They would prefer to go with the rounds if you're buying in small quantities, or the bars if you're buying in larger quantities. I happen to agree with both you and Brian in the sense that I can't see any detrimental aspects of investing in junk silver. You got any comments on that?
Well, let's look at it on both sides, because there are some detrimental aspects. I think the biggest advantage is if you're holding it or you're having it stored at a major depository, you're playing the commodity in one of the most effective mm-hmm. ways that you can. And I think the main drawback is if you are owning silver sort of for trading purposes, as in barter, you're assuming a worst-case scenario. That's mm-hmm. not necessarily all of our investors. There's many who are just playing it for the commodity value and appreciation. But if you're holding it as a tradable item, I think you're going to be up against it, because how do you convince sort of a less than bright general public mm-hmm. that your dime is not worth just 10 mm-hmm. cents, but it's worth multiple dollars? Mm-hmm. And that's where I think rounds play just the right role. If you had to have either, you know, your 1 ounce Eagles, those are great. You pay a premium for them, but again, you don't have to load the boat. Have enough there to meet your barter needs. Again, if that's the motive for owning it. For me, I'm playing silver as primarily commodity play, and I think the advantages of junk silver, both the inexpensive side, but also the premiums that those banks can see and the ability to trade those premiums into more ounces, what we call in-house compounding ounces,
sure.
You can only do that with junk silver, and so it's a preferred item for me.
Let's talk about the liquidity of junk silver real quick.
How many bags do you want to sell? How many bags do you want to buy? I mean, you can hundreds or thousands on either side, incredibly liquid.
So it's an incredibly liquid way to go, much more so than perhaps some of the other ways. David, I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, again, do not take this as being an infomercial, a commercial, what have you. It's not. I have a lot of respect for David. I actually spent a fair amount of time when I first got started in the business listening to what his dad had to say, reading what his dad had to say. I think the man was a genius. David isn't that far behind him, and who knows, he might even be ahead of him at this point. But having said that, if you want to get more information on the McIlvaney Financial Group, we have a banner on our website. Simply click on that banner. You get all the information you want. We're going to get David back on the show in the not-too-distant future. Dave, thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Great to be with you.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, segment four of the first hour show. Got Roger Wiegand with me right now. Cradle Roger, as you know, is a very, very frequent contributor to our website. Does a lot of daily editorials with me. He is a technician. I am not a technician. I am a fundamentalist, but I listen to everybody that I possibly can, and it's been my experience that Roger has been very, very accurate in the past. Nobody's 100%, but he's been very accurate. Roger, you got some interesting forecasts for gold and silver, specifically for the end of this year. Let's start out with gold. Tell us what you're thinking and why.
Okay, right now for gold, as you know, I work off the futures charts because we are commodities traders. I'm always forward-looking. Some people like to use the charts for historical stuff to quote and produce prices for the present. We do that too, but most of the good clues, Al, and the ideas coming for the future are coming on the futures charts because the traders are seeking price discovery. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it, price discovery. That every day they're open and trading, they're trying to discover the price. Somebody's selling, somebody's buying, and on we go. This morning on your blog, one of your readers did ask the question, why were we stalled at gold between 1615 and about 1620? And I answered it, and the reason was is because a couple of days ago, the 200-day moving average was just above those numbers at 1622 and a half. The 200-day average has more power than any of the other moving averages. When you push up against a number like that on resistance, it takes sometimes two or three punches at it to break out and get through. Now, what happened is this morning we did just that on the December gold futures. Last price now, they're closed for trading today, but the December gold futures last price are now 1623.40. What does that mean? That's pretty much on the 200-day average, which is now support and resistance both. So now that we've gotten that achievement under our belt, we're ready to take a run at the next new numbers. Also, on the daily chart for December, we've been in a very prolonged downtrend on the price of gold. It appears now that at the end of that downtrend, we have a monster continuation triangle of about 2.5 months wide, and we did break out. At the end of July, the last two or three trading days, we did break out. But we've installed that around that 1622. But next week, I suspect that we're going to take off and really get started. Now, the next thing, of course, people are wondering is, where do we go from here and what could possibly come next? Here we are with about 10 days of August trading done. and we're in the headed toward the fourth quarter. August traditionally is pretty much of a setup month for silver and gold and the related shares. By that I mean summer's kind of mostly on its way bye-bye, and we're setting up for what's going to happen after Labor Day and further out. So what we've got in front of us next is, if you take a 50% retracement, which is a standard math number that we use often, you take an annual high and annual low, you add them together and divide by two, and more often than not, you're going to get a good 50% retracement. And the price will often go to that number and then stay there. What is that number? That's going to be $1,736.50. With a couple of minor adjustments recently, it's $1,722.75. Now, that isn't the end of the ride as far as gold is concerned, but what will probably happen is that we're about $100 away from that number right now, maybe $110. We go there, probably stop, back up, and then get ready for the next new rally. Also, our listeners should understand that typically gold, from the bottom to the top to the bottom again in the normal cycle, is about 6 weeks long. So this one should be up on its way and moving along pretty much this month all the way through into Labor Day. Now, the next thing is that 1923 was our former top in gold, and people are wondering, where are we going to go after that? Well, the next numbers up that I see, and again, these are techie numbers and math, we're looking at 1923, find the old high, stop there, pause, back up a little bit, and then go higher. The next higher nine number can see is that a good friend of mine I showed you on some papers here a couple days ago, $2,171. My previous forecast 3-4 months ago, doing math as well, was pretty close to that at $2,150 and $2,250. So those numbers are 1923, $2,150, $2,250, and then 150% retracement, which is 50% up on the top side, $2,412. And then I have projections at $2,450, $2,650. I'm not suggesting we're going to reach those lofty numbers in the fourth quarter. But since there's a lot of adventure coming out from a variety of problems in the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure we're going to get to 1923, at least as a minimum, and probably something higher, maybe $100, $200 higher. Now let's go to silver. Silver is a commercial metal as well as a precious metal. And the problem there is that often in the marketplace, silver traders are commercials, and they perceive that that metal to be tied to commercial applications like electronics, medical, dental, and a variety of other things. What that means is that when your commercial aspects of silver are considered in the silver market, big stocks will drag down silver because they're kind of attached at the hip, so to speak. But what's happened in the big down leg in silver prices that we've just been through, we've come to a different kind of a chart pattern on the bottom, in that it's called a parabolic bull. It's a big roundy bottom like a saucer. We've come through that. The cup and handle pattern is in play. The handle is done. And what does that mean? After the handle, usually we get a big rally. Also, September is the one month in the year when most often silver wants to reach new lofty numbers. And that month is, of course, just ahead of us. And this pattern is lining up beautifully with the September right in front of us, so things are looking attractive for silver. Now, silver prices this morning, $28.15, that's pretty much a go-to number for silver on every $1 leg up. We do see resistance at $30 and $30.50. That's a 200-day moving average, again, which is hard resistance. But I think once we get past $34, $35, if in fact we can achieve that this fall, the run-up after $34, $35 will be rather quick, up to about $38.50 and then $42.50. So that's pretty much what I see on the silver part of it. The next thing is, when you're looking at silver long range, we were fortunate in the last big run to silver where we called the bottom to the top, to the back to the intermediate, to the high, and back to the low. I got all four numbers right, And that wasn't just guessing or happenstance. That has to do with math and technical stuff. And $49.62 with a projection up, again, using technical stuff, on silver, we're looking at $58.12, $61.33, $68.57, $74.43, and then $80.29. Now, our longer view on silver, I did some very heavy tech work to try to discover what might happen years out, way back in the year 05. I worked on it for 10 days. It was a big struggle, but I got some good numbers. And I found on gold that I was looking at that time at around $2,960. That was in 05 with that number. Since that time, we're now looking at gold on further projections somewhat higher, and those higher numbers would be $3,445, call it $3,500, and also $4,500, which another top analyst recently put out there with Jim Sinclair. I think his name is Al Fields, and Alf is a very good technician. That number made me very happy, Al, because I came up with $4,450 prior to the publication of Al's number at $45. What that says to me is, our thinking is pretty accurate and going in the same direction. What do all these numbers mean? What they mean is these are stop-and-go numbers where there is resistance and support. And when a price does go through resistance, heavy resistance, like a 200-day moving average, then that average becomes support. It is no longer resistance. It provides a floor under the price, and then the price goes higher and goes up from there.
Okay.
So what does it look like for the fall? I think it looks very good. And the HUI has had a breakout as well. It was over 300 yesterday, and it makes me very pleased.
Makes me very pleased, too, because we've been talking about this for an awful long time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.